Rachna Muldoon moved to Northwest Arkansas last fall and became quickly enamored with the art scene. But she wanted one more thing. So she's rolled up her sleeves and has started to work.
When I first came to Fayetteville in September, and I was like so pleasantly surprised with the amount of art and creativity that was here, I had never even been to Arkansas. And so obviously I was terrified as to what I would find. And I was just so, it was just so charming. And there was so much theater. I went to go see Theater Squared and I was just so impressed. But I was looking around and thinking like, where's the film here, you know, aside from the big megaplexes? And it just felt like that was the missing piece. And it was kind of perfect for me because this idea happened, the idea for the Big Picture House happened to me back in 2009. I was on a trip to New Zealand and we had been doing like white water rafting and hiking and all these things. And we just wanted like a quiet night. And we stumbled upon this theater that was in this old house. And, you know, they were showing a foreign film. I don't even remember the name, but there was a great film. There was wine, there was cheese, chocolate. It was like the triple threat of wonderful in my life. You know, I loved it. And I thought, I really want to do something like this. And that was back then. And I sort of toyed around with the idea for a long time and thinking about what I wanted it to be. And, you know, for me, the Big Picture House isn't just about film. It's meant to be a true art house. It's really the vision is to create like a very comfortable connection with the community through film and through small theater performances and through events. So that's really how I was inspired. And when I got to Fayetteville, I thought, gosh, it's so serendipitous that it is really the one thing missing from downtown Fayetteville, from the heart of the city.
It seems like you have a very measured trajectory here. You're starting small, getting people interested, and building towards something.
Absolutely. You know, I didn't want to go in and get a space and just open it up and say, hey, come to my movie theater, because what makes it different? I really wanted to start to collaborate with the local businesses here and the local art groups here and get to know the audience. You know, I'm so new to Fayetteville, and I learned quickly that it is a lot different than Houston. It is a lot different than New York, where I also live. So I'm really trying to get to know the community and where this would fit in into the community and how it would fit in. So Nightbird Books has graciously allowed me to make a temporary home in their breezeway. And we have had a blast doing movie nights that are pay what you want. I really am doing this in as a way to get feedback from the community. What kinds of movies do people want to see? Do people want to bring their kids? Do people want events that are just tailored around grown-ups? You know, so this is my baby steps into starting a business here.
I know the movies that you had in the breezeway at Nightbird Books have included, I think, Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, well, actually, Pretty in Pink was a fun one. We also collaborated with the Artist Laboratory Theater, and we were in the Sheet Fort, which was this phenomenal place. They built an actual sheet fort, like you would when you were 8 years old, like with your siblings, and they built it in, but giant, in a warehouse at the BN Limited Theater. So we did Throwback Thursdays, and we did The Goonies and Pretty in Pink, and we had an 80s costume contest, which was a blast, because you saw parents bring their children to see their childhood favorites. At Nightbirds, though, we've done some great things. Try to make it very unique. For example, on Valentine's Day, we did Lars and the Real Girl, which is, I thought it was such a sweet choice because it's very romantic. So it's a great, unique date night for Valentine's Day. But at the same time, you know, if you didn't have a date, Ryan Gosling is dating a blow-up doll. So you're doing better, you know, than he is. So we thought that was a great choice for Valentine's Day. We've been doing stuff that's centered around some of the holidays, and we've just been doing things that are kind of just random stuff that people just email me and say, I never got to see this. This never had a wide release in Fayetteville, and I'll find it.
So you talked about the baby steps. What steps do you hope to achieve in the next year or two, or do you have a timeline like that?
I do and I don't. You know, I know in terms of what projects I want to achieve, but in terms of, you know, having my own space or how big I want this to get. I really kind of want it to take its own time and do what it will. We've been just trying to do a lot of very unique things. For instance, with Nightbirds, we started the Read It, Watch It club, which was phenomenal. You know, we pick a book, a great book that's been turned into a great movie, and we read the book, and then a month later we get together and watch the movie. And some people choose to do it the opposite. They watch the movie and then they'll read the book. But either way, it's been great. We did Winter's Bone to start it off, which is just very classic Ozarks, and was perfect. We did it in January. And one of the lead actresses from the movie, Lauren Sweet, actually came to the event. She was wonderful. We all had wine together, you know, everybody who was there to watch the movie. And she sat and talked to us about what it was like to make this really low-budget movie that became an Oscar nominee. And she gave us all kinds of background stories, so it made watching the movie a lot more fun. So events like that have been really, really great for us, and have brought in different kinds of people, book lovers and film lovers, and just people who are looking to do something different on a Thursday night. And the other thing I'm trying to do definitely within the next year is to branch out what the programming really is. Eventually, I want it to be a very true art house, you know, not just film. I understand people don't want to watch a movie every single night, but I think people do want to have an option to do something every single night. So one of the things that we've also started is a great storytelling series called Speak for Yourself. And this is a collaboration between the Artist Laboratory Theater and the Big Picture House. We did it in the Sheep Fort, and it was truly a magical experience. I mean, anyone who went, it was standing room only. The community came out. People put their name in a hat, and basically if you get drawn, you have 3 to 5 minutes to just tell a simple story, an honest story about a time that impacted your life. And it wasn't meant to be a performance. It's not poetry. You can't even bring a sheet of paper
notes,
up. That, yeah,
right,
nothing.
Right.
Similar to the Moth podcast, which is really popular, and I can definitely see why. Ours was very unique because we had a local improv group called Sound Effects. They're a musical improv group. At the end of the storytelling series, they did a set which was very loosely based off of the stories they heard.
Fun.
Oh my gosh, great. We had people were just crying laughing. It was really amazing. So we're looking forward to doing Speak for Yourself some more also.
But don't have a next date yet.
Actually, if you go to our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/bigpicturehouse. Pretty easy. I have all the events there. We have stuff planned out at Nightbirds through September. So the movie book club, it starts to involve some children's books in the summer to get the kids involved. And starting, I think, in May, the movies are every week instead of being twice. They're twice a month right now, and they're changing to every Thursday because we've had such a great response and people have such a great time.
Rachna Muldoon visited the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio last week. You can learn more about the Big Picture House at their Facebook page. And that's almost all the time we have for this Monday night edition of Ozarks at Large. Support for KUAF comes from Main Street Rogers and the Downtown Rogers Restaurant Week, running this week through Saturday. Restaurants, diners, cafes, coffee shops, and drive-ins will showcase their food, flavors, and specialties during this week. A list of participants and menus available online at mainstreetrogers.com. And Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. All of us at Ozarks at Large and KUAF certainly thank everyone who helps support public radio in Northwest and Western Arkansas and parts of Oklahoma and Missouri. Thank you for your support of KUAF. If you haven't contributed this spring to KUAF, we make it very easy to do at any time, including right now. If you appreciate having Ozarks at Large on in the evening and performance today and great classical music after that, please remember all of these programs cost us money, programs that you can't find anywhere else on your radio dial. You can support us right now online very simply and securely at supportkuaf.com. If you put supportkuaf.com into your browser, it will come up with a website that is very simple for you to use and make the contribution of your choice. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, Crosses. For Christina Thomas and Antoinette Grajeda, I'm Kyle Kellums. Thanks for listening.